time left until Purim. So let us learn in the Aruch HaShulchan something a little more relevant. Okay, let's skip ahead to page 181. Instead of discussing Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, which is not Nogei Halacha L'maisa for us, let's learn something which is more relevant on page 181. Shakol Chayav Mikriyas HaMegillah Ubo Zayin Seifim. Okay, does anyone have it? Page 181, a new simon, Tof Reish Pei Tes. Tanya B'Tesefta B'Megillah. Hakol Chayav B'Mikra Megillah Kehanim Levim Yisraelim V'Avodim Shifrodim Chalolim Nesinim Mamzerim Sris Adam Sris Chama. Whether a person is a Sris due to a surgical procedure or a natural Petsuadaka Kushofcha Kulam Chayav Motzin Esarav Midei Chayvasan, period. Everyone in this list is chayiv, and they can be the Baal Kriya. Noshim, women, Vavadim, Ketanim, Pitunim. Okay, so let's make it very clear. Women are Me'ikar Hadin exempt. This is what it says in Tosefta. Ve'ein Moitzin Esarav Midei Chayvasan Ad Kal Lashonai Va'anan Kaimon. But we disagree. We don't follow. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Va'anan Kaimon Degam Noshim Chayavos. Why? Ah, but l'chayra the Tosefta is correct because it's a mitzvah she'azman grama. Afapi shehi mitzvah she'azman grama. Nay, the answer is b'nei shegam hein hayu ba'oisay hanes. They were instrumental. Either they were also subject to the decree lahashmid laharog, or they were instrumental in the miracle. Esther Hamalka represented the noshim by bringing about the miracle. There's an error in the Tosefta. The cave of the Petuas Pshidosh Ein Moitzim Esaram Dei Chayvasan L'Chayniru D'Tzarach L'Chayma Chayavos. They're obligated. So he holds that really when it says in Tosefta Noshim, it says Chayavos. But even though they are Chayavos, Ein Moitzios Esaram Dei Chayvasan, he wants to say Chiddush. Even though Noshim are Chayiv, but they cannot be the Baal Kriya. Why not? If they are their obligation is the same. Then l'chayru should make hadin be able to be mitzi achem idei chayvasan. So he says no, he can't. I don't know why. I'm not sure. V'chein kosav atur b'shem habahag. The baal halach skudalus v'chein kosav shochnoch b'shem yeshem datam b'neishim zekovay tzibur. It's not because meikar hadin an isha cannot be mitzi a man. Mikar hadin she can be mitzi because her obligation is identical to that of a man. It's just because it's not a kovay tzibur that a woman should be the baal kriya. K'mo b'sefer Torah she'ein isha kara b'tzibur b'mnei kovay tzibur. The oy tam yispar b'zeh hasif hey.
Not allowed to hear.
She could do it for herself, or she could do it for her husband. She could do it for her family, but she should not do it for what? It's not kolish to lay in the megillah. It's not what. Yes, she can do it definitely for other women, and she can do it for her husband, and she can do it for her children. She can do it for her immediate family, but it's not a tznius for a woman to lay in on behalf of men who are not her family.
And a mamzer is a
kavod
to lay for a
tshuva. A mamzer is not his fault. A mamzer is his, yeah. He came into this world, whatever it is. Okay, I'll tell you about something more serious. Why is the Kalisha? Because Kalisha is only a song. The laying of the Megillah, the Nigun of the Megillah, does that qualify as a Nigun to be a problem of Kalisha? L'chore not. You're saying words. What? Kabbalah Shabbos is more of a problem, that's right. So let's say people are sing along. It's not only once. Men are sing along together with her, so then it's not really Kalisha. I don't know the answer. I don't know where you draw the line between a zemer, a song, and reading words. Of course, you're reading the words with a nigun. So does that nigun qualify as kolisha? I do not know the answer. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do it. Halacha l'maisa, only amongst the immediate family is acceptable for a woman to lay in the megillah. Next, base. V'dincha kulu chalolim. He's going now back to what it says over here in the Tosefta. Psudaka v'chulu. Einay muvin ma'arivusa yesh v'zeh. Why did the Tosefta in all these people? Why does it necessary for him to list the numerate these people? Yesh v'zeh v'ezeh svar yesh shepitshia patru mimikra megillah v'kamashmulam v'chayam v'ulam v'shul v'chsid b'megillah kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim aleyhem v'yal zaron. Wow, what a chiddush. Being that it says the Megillah upon them and upon their children, and this list of people here do not have children, cannot have children, I may be misled to believe the ein achiyav el al misha yeshlam zera,
I may be misled to believe, peturim, I would think, I may also have to have kosher seed to exclude a cholol and a mamzer. That's exactly what the Tosefta is coming to reject, even though it says in the pasuk, "V'kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim aleihem v'al zarom." Kamash Malon, the Eino Likuva, the Chiyuva, period. The Chiyuva, the Avodim Shukranim, whom Mishum the Siv, Yalkol Han Nilvim Alehem. Why are slaves obligated? Because it says, Nilvim Alehem, all those that attach themselves to the Jewish people, Ulchen Gama Gerim, Chayav and Megillah, period. Gerim and Avodim Shukranim, which have the same status as the Ger, are Chayav and Megillah from the words, Nilvim Alehem. The avodim shenim shnushuchlarim dinim ki isha, a neved that's not freed, a neved kanani, has the same status as an isha. B'chol haTorah kula v'haramim shuchnor kasu shuchlarim u'mashma da'inim shuchlarim p'turim me'afrika d'yeshlemar ve'eli nichlam b'chlal noshim. It's not, that's misleading. It's not so. An eved kanani is chayv in megillah just like halacha l'maisa. We paskin that an isha is chayv in megillah af heim hoyu ba'isa hanes. Halacha gimel. The Kavan Shenoshim Chayavas Lachena Basulos Shegil Yibes Shonim Yamechar Chayavas Lashmomik Megillah Vichol Adam Soch Likwes Babesal Lifne Hanoshim Habasulos Oy Sheyechlu Lubesakneses Shel Noshim. So therefore, being that women are Chayat, every woman has an obligation either to go to Shul or to go to some Megillah learning during the day. From the age of 12 years in one day. Uvi Shalmi Sadi Yushub and Levi Havim Mechanshe Bine Beso. Rabbi Shimon Levi would gather the people of his home, his, all the children and all the women, the Kara Ka Mehoin, and would read before them. And therefore, Chinuch, since over here children, everyone has to the Megillah, they bring children to learn the Megillah. Be careful they do not disturb. They should sit in their place and pay attention. Be quiet. The cotton shegil lechinuch chayef of medina lechanchay, a child that's already 6-7 years old, the father has an obligation to train him. The Rambam shochner chazu menchanchem asiktanim lekreisa ayin sham a pasher who do lav dafka v'alav dafka v'akavonah sheyishmu, could not read it. Not that they have an obligation, that a father has an obligation to teach a child who's 6 years old to read the Megillah. What it means is to listen to the Megillah. The akavonah sheyishmu kriyas haMegillah. Halacha dalit. You don't have to read it. If you can listen, it's just as good. Every single word. The Baal Kriya must be obligated to read the Megillah. As long as he is a person who has an obligation, he can be Moitzi, even if he himself already read the Megillah before. Aval, Hashemeya, Mimishan Mukhibidovar, going to be Chere Shaita Vikatan. A child cannot read the Megillah for an adult. The Shemeya Mehem Lo Yat, the Kol Shein and Mukhibidovar, Ain Moitzi, Esmishan Mukhibidovar. You have a child prodigy, can read the Megillah inside out, he cannot be the Baal Kriya. So no. The Yesh, even though when it comes to Kriya Satoira, okay, this is something, the difference in Kriya Satoira, Kriya Samegillah, Kriya Satoira Bidiyaved, a katan, can be the Baal Kriya. It's happened more than once when parents make the calculation for a child's bar mitzvah, and they miscalculate, and they play, and they send the invitations, and then they realize that the child is not yet bar mitzvah, it's the next Shabbos. It's for the next Shabbos. So the child is a katan, and the child has already prepared the entire parasha. So can the bar mitzvah go on as planned? And the answer is absolutely. Absolutely. Just don't ask, don't tell. The child can lane, the child gets maftier, so a cousin can get maftier, child can make his drasha, you can have a party. Everything continues, the world goes on, just don't ask too many questions.